My name is Sarah, and I purposely took my glasses off because now I can't see anything. First of all, I want to do a quick, actually, can we turn a little bit of light on? I'm being a total turd, but I just need to see. All right, I need everyone who, when I say this name, I need you to raise your hand. All right, if you recognize who this person is, all right? And if you don't, please don't raise your hand, okay? All right, when I say the name Justin Credible, does that mean anything to anyone? Okay, all right, whoo! Okay, we got two. Whoo! All right, yes! Yes, okay, so this is this about to be the story of, like, full on the most embarrassing moment of my entire life. Okay, so this was a long time ago. Young, I was hot, you know, and I'd been dating this amazing woman who, spoiler alert, now I'm married to, and she's sitting right over there. Woo! And I had decided, she had just gotten into medical school. What a bitch. And I decided, you know what? I don't want to do 4 years of long distance because I just bought a house. I'm not moving. So I was like, okay, we're breaking up. It's over. It was, like I said, spoiler alert, don't worry about it. It all works out in the end. But as has been actually when I first met my wife, and basically every time I've had a real relationship, it starts like this. It goes, I am young and hot, I'm free, and I am just going to everybody. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to be just like wild and crazy because most of my life I'm like this, right? Or different, slightly different versions of this. Like Jessica, this is not even like, this is maybe like 5 years ago. This was before COVID, but not too far before COVID. She was like, let me give you a jacket because 15 hoodies does not equal a jacket, right? So I was always like, you know, whatever, I don't care what I look like. But I had decided, okay, I am on the prowl and I am stepping it up. So I had decided that I was in love with Justin Credible, or at least in lust, in very serious lust with Justin Credible, who was a local drag performer, female to male, and is now living an amazing life in New York, being an artist. Again, spoiler alert, not with me, which is also clear. So I have been sort of calling him and talking to him and like, okay, yeah. And he says, oh, I'm coming back to town. He was in grad school, which I was like, clearly I didn't mind waiting for someone from sculpture grad school. Medical school, no thanks. Who needs security, right? Bullshit. Anyway, so I had been like, all right, they said, okay, we're coming back. I'm coming back and I'm going to be performing. And I said, oh, well, when you get back into town, like, let's hang out, you know? And so they come back to town. I said, okay, I will, they said, can you drive me to the show? And I said, yeah, absolutely. No problem. So I go pick them up from the house they were staying in and I drive them to the show. And then I go home and I am like, it is on. Because this guy had dated these like beautiful femme women, these kind of like just voluptuous, just like always perfectly done, like very, very femme. And I am like this, which is fine. I like it. But like, this is not, you know, when you're going out there up against, you know, va va voom, like you got to show up. So I go home and I'm like, I am going to look so hot. So I went and I put on I found like a little skirt, which I was kind of like, I don't even know what to do in this, but I was like, whatever. Like, I'm here, I'm doing this, let's do it. And I was like, all right. And then I put on like lipstick and eye makeup, right? And like my eyes were itchy, but I didn't care, you know? And then I was like, I had a corset. I found a corset. And I was like, boom. Like, look at me, I am so hot. And so then I also put a jacket on because it was like October. So then I go to the show and I put the jacket on a stool somewhere, and I am like, everyone's looking at me, and I'm like, yeah, that's right, you're all looking at me because I'm so hot. So then so he does his show. He was great as always, and I was like drooly the whole time, but I was just like, I'm going to make my move. And one of the things about me that actually Katie reminded me about during her song about the about her Halloween costume is when I go hard, I go hard. I don't leave a way out. There's no way out, okay? I'm like in it, and in my version of reality, there's no way this doesn't go exactly the way I think it's going to go, right? What's going to happen right now is like he's going to come off stage. We're going to just like make out real gross in a corner. It's going to be real rude. Everyone's going to be grossed out, and I'm going to be like, oh, this is great. And then I don't really know what's happening after that, but like that part's definitely going to happen. So the show's over. He comes off stage. He comes over. We're like, you know, hanging out, dancing, which, again, this is how I dance. So, like, that's also going great. And I say, okay. And so we're talking a little bit, whatever, and he goes, so, you know, what do you want to do? And I'm like, this is it. This is my moment. And I go, I want to make out. And he goes, what? And I go, I was like, maybe he didn't hear me. I want to make out. And he was like, wait, what? No, Sarah, no, that's, we're friends. And then I was like, oh, no. This has gone terrible. And then I was like, and then I'm like, I don't look hot. I look like a prostitute. I was like, what am I doing? This is like, what was I going to try and sustain this? This wasn't going to work out long term. And then I was like, ah, fuck. So then I was like, oh no, everything's fine. Okay, no big deal. I'll see you later. Boop, 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 bye. So I kind of walk away and go, and I like a cicada that came, I like dug a like 17 year deep hole. And I was like, I'm just going to go over here and die in this hole. And then reborn 17 years from now when, like, everyone's going to be like, whoa, what is that gross thing that hit my car? So I was like, okay, all right. So I go over there, and I'm like, all right, well, sure, it's fine. Okay, it's just like, look good, you look good, you look good, you look like a prostitute. You look fine, you look fine, you look like a prostitute. So I was like, putting my jacket on. So then Justin comes over, and he's like, so you said you were going to give me a ride home. And I was like, oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, of course. So I'm like, dig a little dirt out of the hole. I like shove my little gross body out of the hole. And I was like, okay, well, let's go get in the car. And so we're driving in the car, and he's like, you know, do you want to talk about it? And I was like, under no circumstances do I want to talk about this ever again, except for literally today, right? I was like, I will never speak of this again. That would be great for everyone involved in this. And he was just kind of like, okay. And I was just like so mortified. And he was clearly also kind of like, this is not how I thought this day was going either. And so then we pull up to the house he's staying in. And when we get out of the car, or when he gets out of the car, out of the house come two friends of mine that I haven't seen in years. And Justin is staying with them. And they go, oh my God, Sarah, we haven't seen you in forever. Oh my God, we just made dinner. You have to come in. They're like, I was like, oh, I'm sure you don't have enough because this is awful and everything's terrible. And they were like, no. Oh my God, we have someone, we made like a soup. Come on in. Oh my God, it's been forever. And so then I'm like, got my jacket on. I'm like, okay, sure, fine. And then because I am the way I am, I went and ate dinner with him across the table, and then on both sides of me basically going, I just really want to leave, but I don't want to hurt my friend's feelings, but, like, this is the worst. And I was there. I shit you not, for like 2 more hours. I sat in these people's house for 2 hours being like, nothing happened that was weird. I look fine. I look totally normal. Like I always look. What, everybody? It's just the same as it's always been. And then finally I was like, well, it's finally time for me to end this, this garbage fire. And I was like, all right, well, I'll go. And I ducked out of there, and it was, on the one hand, I think to myself, like, that was the most awkward several hours I've had that I can think of. But on the other hand, it's like, do I ever, like, is it worth it to leave yourself a way out? Like, if you decided you're going all in, like, fucking do it. Like, what's the worst that could happen? Like, you're going to be super embarrassed and in front of, like, a super hot person you had a huge crush on. What's the big deal? Anyway, yeah. Thanks.